It is my pleasure to introduce you to Congressman Chet Edwards and Leanne Edwards.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all for being here and for your friendship. The strength and beauty of our democracy is that the voice that truly counts is that of we the people. Tonight, the people of our district have spoken, and I respect that choice. I want to congratulate Bill Flores for being elected to represent us in the United States Congress. And he deserves that. Right, the campaign is now over. There is a time to fight for our causes and a time to put our differences aside. Tonight, I ask all the people of our district to join together as Texans and as Americans to wish Mr. Flores well and his family well in their service to our country. In the months ahead, Congressman-elect Flores will have my full cooperation and support as he transitions into his position as District 17's representative and as my family's representative. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to the families of Central Texas for the privilege of working for you. It has been an honor every single day. Getting to know the everyday heroes, the teachers, parents, hardworking families, caring neighbors, community volunteers, and public servants has been an inspiration to me. Working in behalf of our nation's heroes, our servicemen and women, and our veterans and their families has been the greatest and most humbling privilege of my time in public service. As a father of two young sons, I will forever be grateful for your service and sacrifice to protect our nation. I have seen time and time again that we are the land of the free because we are still the home of the brave. To our vets for Chet here tonight, I'm honored just to be in the same room with you. God bless you and thank you for your service. To our campaign staff, thank you for your incredible work effort and for never giving up. I know it is difficult to lose, but as Teddy Roosevelt once said, it is worse never to have tried to succeed. Please know that working for causes you believe in is never a lost cause. Mm-hmm. To all of our friends who have given us your time, your trust, and your support over the years, your friendship means more to us than you will ever know. Whatever good we have tried to do to help others, it would not have been possible without you. Getting to know you and friends such as B. and Audrey Rappaport, Aaron Binger, and John David Fry's family has enriched my life beyond measure. To our congressional staff, past and present, words cannot express my gratitude for your work in behalf of our district and our country. Thank you for your genuine, dedicated public service. I thank you for that service. It has been an honor working with you, our staff. And I hope you carry with you always the understanding that you made a positive difference in the lives of others. And that's what public service ought to always be about. To my wife, Leanne, and our sons, JT and Garrison, thank you with all my love for the personal sacrifices you've made in this partnership of public service. I hope you know that being a husband and a father has always been the greatest joy of my life. My hope and prayer for our great nation is that our elected officials find a way to move beyond the bitter partisanship that is so harmful to our democracy and to our country's future. And in our democracy, there is nothing wrong with an honest clash of ideas. But to solve America's greatest challenges, Democrats and Republicans must find ways to work together with respect for the good of our country. Finally, even in these difficult times, I am an optimist about our nation's future. America has always overcome its greatest challenges and always will. I believe our best days are still ahead of us, for I have seen the greatness and the goodness of our country and the lives of everyday citizens here in our district. The American spirit is alive and well. May God bless always the land that we love. Thank you.
After making 10 victory speeches over the years.
Been listening to audio from KXXV KRHD Television in Waco and Bryan College Station as we